Yeah, morning, Colin.
Morning.
We've got a 9-inch burst main in Ashby Road, about 200 yards down from the junction with Stapenhill Road. It's causing a few problems. We've got engineers on site at the moment isolating it, so that should be done in the next 20 minutes or so. And then we'll get our traffic management people up and assess what the best way of tackling this and with the traffic. So.
Yeah, what is going on with regards to traffic at the moment? Is the road closed?
The road isn't closed at the moment. No, it's getting by at the moment. When we start the excavation, we've potentially put two-way lights on there for a period of time, which would probably be all day today, because I think it's a 9-inch burst main. It's having a bit of an effect with customers in the Bretby and Winsell area as well, so they'll be affected with low pressures for a while.
Okay.
But we'll do some revalving and get the water back as quick as we can.
But it's a very, very busy junction, isn't it, Stephen? There'll be a lot of people stuck in traffic right now, a bit frustrated.
Yeah, we can only apologise for that at the moment. We're working on it at the moment, but we do apologise for any delays we're causing. But as soon as we can, we'll get our traffic management there and ease the congestion as best we can.
Could you have prevented this?
No, it's just happened. It's just a burst main. These things happen day to day, but unfortunately it's happened in the worst situation it could possibly be.
Yeah.
We're working on it at the moment.
And you talked about the effect that this might have on some homes as well. How many homes are we talking about?
There could be a couple of hundred in the Bretby-Winsell area, but hopefully we'll do some revalving and get water back as best we can. They may experience some low pressures, but hopefully everything should be okay in a few moments.
So overall, just give us a timescale then. When do you hope things might just get back to normal, not just for the people affected in their homes, but I guess more significantly those people who are stuck in traffic in Burton right now?
It's going to be most of the day. It'll be to the early evening, possibly later than that, by the time we get everything excavated, repaired and reinstated and the road tarmac. So it will be at least all day today.
Right, so there is a potential then for people to be affected in rush hour traffic?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
Right, okay. That's not good news for people, is it? So try and take an alternative route if people can, I guess.
Yeah, if they could, yeah.
All right, Steve, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you. Steve Perks from South Staffordshire Water. We do appreciate your calls on this and texts on this because it does try, well, we do try to keep people moving in the circumstances. 81333 is our text number. On the email, colin.bloomfield@bbc.co.uk. Julian Burton says, morning Colin. Are we the Burton flooding? The source of the leak is outside the Freemasons Hall on Ashby Road. It's cascading down onto Stapenhill Road, and yes, there is a water van in attendance on the bridge. Coming out of Burton, she says, heading towards Ashby was fine a few minutes ago. This was at 8 o'clock she sent this text this morning, but the traffic coming into Burton is slow as cars are pulling into the right hand lane to avoid the waterfall. Julie, thank you for your text this morning. Thanks for keeping us updated.